Two dramatic events this year have renewed congressional debate over electricity deregulation. Earlier in the year, it was the rolling power outages in California and Governor Gray Davis's response. Later came the rapid collapse and bankruptcy of Enron, once the nation's largest energy trader. Enron's stockholders, including many employees, have lost billions of dollars, and its creditors stand to lose billions more. Some members of Congress want more utility regulation, others want less. Here are both viewpoints. Michael Shames is with the Utility Consumers Action Network in San Diego, and Peter Huber is a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute.
We're now seeing a rapid proliferation of standby power systems and smaller power systems, and I think this creates a tremendous opportunity. It won't be as quick a change as happened in telephony or in computing, but the technology changes are now rapid, and there's a great opportunity for further deregulation.
Mr. Shames?
The use of the term deregulation is a bit of a misnomer. Electricity is a very unusual commodity. It is purchased and used at about the same time it's generated. It can't be stored. So as a result, electricity is going to be treated very differently than other commodities, say buying shoes or buying bread at a store.
Let me say why I disagree. You can shift a whole lot of your electricity consumption. To pick a simple example, a large amount of electricity is used for cooling. Now, people can use electricity off hours to chill water and to make ice, and they do that. There are many commercial ventures that do that. Certainly within the home, there's enormous opportunity to shift when you wash your clothes and so on. And certainly a big deregulatory step that could be done today and should be is to begin giving utilities complete freedom to have time of use pricing so long as they maintain the same average prices. But to really jack prices up at peak times and cut them commensurately at off-peak times. This would have an enormous impact on consumption patterns. I mean, it would really have a profound impact across the board. It should have been done 20 years ago. It should be done today.
We're talking about this because of what happened to Enron and also the power crisis earlier in California. Is deregulation a common thread between those two? Mr. Shames, how do you feel about that?
Yes, in many ways, Enron is a very good example of how the rush to deregulate the electric utility industry is so fraught with danger, because Enron really suffered from both the greed and the hubris that it was allowed to believe in as a result of the huge amounts of profits it made from fleecing California. So Enron went out and engaged in a number of questionable investments and hid them from the investment community, and as a result, paid the extreme price.
Well, I hardly know how to answer this kind of soaring rhetoric, you know, fleecing California. So Enron was a banker, a broker. They were a financial company. They traded paper, not electricity, all right? And if there were shenanigans, it's an issue of financial regulation or deregulation, okay? It's not that electricity trading has just disappeared. There are 20 other brokers that are trading these same contracts, and we need more of that trading, and it should be brought down to the consumer level as well. We need to have the right to trade electricity expanded, not contracted.
Mr. Shames, you'd like to see more government oversight?
Oh, there's little question that in order to change the regulation of electric industry, as Mr. Huber is envisioning, is going to take increased government monitoring. One of the major problems we saw in California and in other states has been the difficulty in identifying the abuse of market power, of companies taking advantage of and perhaps even manipulating the marketplace so as to cause prices to be higher than they should be. It's going to take an increased sophistication by the government regulators in order to effectively protect against those abuses.
Well, I think California and particularly the current governor of California are feeling very hurt and wounded and disappointed, and they're eager to see conspirators and people who have been planning California's destruction all over the place. California can't even begin to be described as a case of deregulation. None of the retail rates were deregulated, and as long as you keep intense regulation at the place where the final dollar is paid for the commodity, you have no deregulation. Other states, Texas, New York, and others will move forward now because they won't repeat California's mistakes. I think any student of deregulation knows that California's deregulation was laughable.
Peter Huber is a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. Michael Shames is with the Utility Consumer Action Network in San Diego.